Analysis by NHS England, which runs the NHS website, has revealed there were 454,000 visits to their page on bites and stings between June and August last year. That's a rise of almost 20% compared to the same period the year before. Now, Hammersmith-based bite prevention expert Howard Carter has been telling Radio Jackie's Jackie Carr what we can all do to relieve nasty mosquito and other bites during the hottest time of the year.
Well, I've been working in the field for 25 years after I contracted malaria in India using DEET, 50% DEET, and anti-malarials. The DEET didn't protect me from the mosquitoes, and the anti-malarials didn't protect me from the malaria. So I got malaria, which wasn't very, very nice at all. 5 months later, I went to Thailand for 11 days to recuperate as I wasn't able to work. And this time I was using 100% DEET, and that still didn't work, still got bitten. And this time I contracted dengue fever and ended up and nearly died in the hospital of tropical diseases.
So do you think the mosquitoes getting resistant to these things we're spraying on us to keep them away from us?
Yes, definitely. There is strong signs of resistance in mosquitoes to DEET, especially in the tropics. There's one species, Anopheles albuminus, that has shown up in studies time and time again that is resistant. And it appears that with so many people getting bitten using DEET, that it is not as strong as it once was.
So you're trying to raise the awareness of the dangers of dengue fever, which you can catch from the tiger mosquito, which is prevalent in southern Europe, but could possibly come over here. And if it comes over here...
The Asian tiger mosquito has been spotted here on numerous occasions, mainly in the southeast of England, but including London. Yet the authorities, Public Health England, say that it hasn't become established yet. But generally every year they are here, and it's only a question of time before one of them brings over dengue or another insect and mosquito-borne disease from the continent.
So I was going to say to you, if you get bitten, if you see a tiger mosquito biting you, and your bite then becomes more than just an itchy spot, what should you go and do?
Well, it's be the same. The Asian tiger mosquito's bite is pretty much no different to any other mosquito bite. And if you could suffer from an anaphylactic reaction if you're prone to that happening, and you'd go to A&E and be treated. But it's not going to, shouldn't be worse than that, going to A&E and having a treatment for this bite.
So let's talk about what actually attracts mosquitoes and other biting insects like ticks to people, because some people seem to get more prone to be getting bitten than others. Like, I'm fair skinned and after a few bites I'm covered, yet darker skinned people don't seem to, well, do they not get bitten, or they do not react to the
they
bites?
They don't get bitten as much. I mean, you're in the maximum attractiveness category. There is no other category of people more attractive than a fair-skinned blonde that's female. So that's you. So you need to take extra precautions, which is why there's this simple step system that I've devised to give people like you unprecedented protection. So that's why you're getting bitten more than a brunette, say, but at least you have a solution to protect yourself.
So it is actually, I am getting bitten more because I've gone to Italy, and native Italians who are dark skin, or even some are fairer skin, they say that they don't react to the bites. So is that something, once you've bitten so many times, your immune system says, I'm used to this, I'm not going to have a big reaction? Or is there other things going on?
Well, there's both, really. I mean, there can be more tolerance to the bites, but the end result is that there are more mosquitoes around, and they're biting more, and they're carrying more mosquito-borne disease than ever before. So when you've got all of those factors, you know, you need to be taking precautions if you want to avoid contracting, well, getting bitten even, you know, even avoiding a mosquito-borne disease, you know, is, you definitely don't want to contract one of those. But they also, you know, you don't want to get bitten, period. So there's ways of not getting bitten, and prevention is so much better than cure.
So you've developed a simple step system, which you called a layered approach to insect protection, designed to work in harmony rather than conflict. Can you go through, there's four steps to this, and how can you explain the conflict harmony balance?
Well, first off is preparation of your skin. Step one is, you know, is not to use ordinary soaps and shower gels, which in themselves can attract mosquitoes and other insects to yourself. So once you've prepared your skin using special hair and body wash or soaps, which you can get from lessmosquito.com, you've done the preparation. All you then need to do is to spray or apply a biocide, something that works 100%, which the PMD does. And we use in Incognito, you've got the highest level of PMD, which there's only PMD and DEET are authorized or approved by the World Health Organization to use anywhere in the world. So by using one of those insect repellents, after you've prepared your skin, that's steps one and two covered. You've got then the layering. You can go into step three, which is for somebody like your good self that may want to use more than just step one and two. And you can use a special after sun and moisturizer. You could use a wooden bracelet with an insect repellent capsule inside that will give you a certain amount of protection. But the bottom line is, if you're using a proper repellent like Incognito, you know, and you're following step one and step three, or even step four as well, excuse me, then you're, you know, it's highly unlikely you're going to get bitten. You're doing something wrong if you are.
You mentioned, I read your bio that you sent me about your work and whatever you've done. You mentioned citronella quite a lot, Java citronella. You can buy citronella body wash and hair wash and citronella spray. Is that effective as well?
Citronella is an effective, it's been around, used since the Egyptian times and even before that to repel mosquitoes. There's two species of citronella. There's Cymbopogon nardus, which is available all over the world. And then there's Cymbopogon wintrianus, which Java citronella, and really only grows on Java. So Java citronella is three times more effective than the ordinary citronella. Citronella by itself is not recommended as giving total protection against mosquitoes. That's why, but when you turn it into PMD, it is. And when you use the purest form of PMD, which Incognito products do, then you've got total protection. And that's really what you're aiming for. Yes, citronella will provide a certain amount of protection, especially when it's used in one of the washing products that I spoke about with in relation to step one of the simple step system.
Can you explain PMD? What does it stand for?
It's a chemical that is, well, it's actually it's derived, it's plant based, and it's a paramethane. I'm not going to go into the long literature of what it is. That's why it's pronounced PMD. But essentially, it's a natural form of repellent that is as effective as DEET. And those are the only two, as I said, that are approved by the World Health Organization, the Center for Disease Control. So any of these other insect repellents you see on the shelves that don't contain PMD or DEET, then they shouldn't be used, especially in tropical areas where there's mosquito-borne disease is rife.
Thank you. Now, I believe you're up for an award for your work on the 11th of July. Can you go into the details of that award?
Well, that's another King's Award for sustainability. I think it's my third one. We won plenty of other awards as well for, in fact, another one on Monday this week, which was the People and the Environment Achievement Award for travel and tourism, doing it ethically, sustainably, protecting people in their native environment without polluting that environment. We've also got Ethical Company Awards and Sustainability Awards. If only there were. So we have a number of awards. I don't know really what to say, except that that sort of says something about the products, Incognito and so on, and the work that I've done. So thank you for asking.
I suppose we have to be thankful that you did actually catch dengue and malaria. I'm sure you're not, but it's actually set you on a path to looking after other people, because I have to say, I'm just getting more and bitten more and more. I guess it's climate change. I think it's a hot, humid weather, especially today. I'm in the studio today and it is so hot. And if you just go out in the garden, even little midges bite. So you're saying something with DEET in it, calendar the candles, something calendar in maybe where you wash, would that sort of protect you as much as possible?
You've got to use the right amounts of the right products. The hair and body wash is a cutting edge product. There's also a special soap that, as I said, they're only available from lessmosquito.com because they're cutting edge. They're not yet in retailers, although I'm sure Boots will be stocking them in time. But it's, you've got a choice. You've got the hitherto gold standard DEET for the repellent, step two, or you've got PMD. PMD is natural. They both give 100% efficacy. There's two main differences. One, that PMD is clinically proven to protect against malaria when used in conjunction with an impregnated mosquito net, and mosquitoes haven't become resistant to it yet because it's only been around for 20 years, which is relatively short when you compare it to DEET. So that's the biocides. Those are biocides that do give 100%, provided you're not using a perfume or heavily scented shampoo or other toiletries, which will then attract them, mosquitoes, to you. So it doesn't matter what repellent you're using, if you douse yourself in perfumes that have that attraction effect, which is why you've got to go use, which is why I've invented this simple step system. Step one, prepare your skin first. Then step two, use a repellent. Those are the most important steps. And then you can layer, if like yourself, you're super attractive.
So I'm going to sling the Chanel when I go on holiday. And can you direct our Radio Jackie listeners to the various websites to get these products?
As I said, for the washing products, apart from the odd independent good retailer health shops, is lessmosquito.com. You can get all of the steps from there. You can get biocides, repellent from Boots. You can get both PMD and DEET products from them and other retailers, Waitrose, Sainsbury's, etc. Yet it's all very well having the products. It's worth, you know, it's how you use them. So, I mean, I have a blog, avoidingbites.com, very easy to remember. And that has, if you scroll down to the blogs, there's various blogs, why people get bitten more than others and how to actually protect yourself using these products.
How, that is so helpful. So thank you very much for coming on to Radio Jackie. I'm sure all our listeners will be looking forward to being less bitten in these humid conditions of ours.